This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. After years of declining enrollment and a recent loss of funding under the state's budget impasse, leaders of Southern Illinois University in Carbondale are considering the school's future. Molly Parker, a reporter with the Southern Illinoisan, is working on a series of stories focused on the university. I sat down with Parker to talk about SIU. You sat down with SIU System President Randy Dunn and SIU Carbondale Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell
to talk a little bit about SIU's history and sort of looking ahead to what its future might be. And in that story, you described SIU as being at a crossroads. Can you tell me a little bit as to why?
Yeah, and certainly at this stage, the conversation we had about an hour long with them at our partner radio station that we're working with down the street, WDBX, we just wanted to begin a conversation very broadly about what is SIU's future. Everyone is, of course, concerned about how state budget cuts and the stalemate in Springfield are going to affect long-term SIU's ability to grow. But beyond that, anyone that has looked at SIU for a long time or is familiar with SIU knows that that downward trajectory in enrollment has been going on for years, the better part of 15 to 20 years, to be specific, starting from a boom in the late 90s in enrollment and rather rapidly declining from the early 2000s onward.
And your story cites a book called The University That Shouldn't Have Happened But Did. Can you tell me a little bit of, going back to SIU's origins and why it might be a university that shouldn't have happened but did?
SIU started out as a small teaching college and had a very aggressive president come in the era through the 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s. That was President Morris, and worked with state lawmakers at a time when Southern Illinois still enjoyed some clout in Springfield, and for a variety of reasons, wheeling and dealing of that nature between lawmakers in rural areas and those in urban areas with the power, and they were able to get a lot of things for this region.
And as you mentioned, folks are a little concerned about the impact of the budget impasse on all the public universities, really. But SIU has managed to avoid the maybe, mass layoffs or really big rounds of layoffs that some other schools have seen. But they've made a lot of cutbacks. Can you tell us a little bit about how SIU is cutting back when they've seen their appropriation levels really drop under this impasse?
Yeah, it is. I think speaks well to SIU that they haven't had a mass layoff of staff at this point of human capital. They've done things like deferring maintenance, which you can only do for so long. And President Dunn, I don't think it made it into our story, but we're, writing other stories from that interview, talked about how they have neglected some of the housing on campus, which becomes a problem with recruitment when your, mom and dad take daughter or son to look at a room and it doesn't look so hot anymore because it's 50, 60 years old and hasn't been kept up. So they've been able to do those sorts of creative things, but you can't push them off forever. And again, they talked a lot about how even outside of the budget climate that we're in currently, they have recognized that some things are going to have to change on the Carbondale campus. According to Randy Dunn, they still have a infrastructure, as in a staffing infrastructure, to support about 20,000 students when enrollment has been coming in the 17,000 range. And one of the things they'd like to do is wait until, there's this two things happening, just the general shrinking of SIU's Carbondale campus over the years for a variety of reasons that they're trying to get their hands around. And then there's the budget situation playing out, having an immediate impact. They would like to be able to have stabilized state funding, whatever that picture is going to be, so that they can separate the two issues. And that makes it difficult for people to understand which part is a temporary problem and which part is a longstanding structural issue at the Carbondale campus that has to be addressed.
Yeah, and that seems like a story that's playing out for a lot of the regional colleges. Eastern, Western have also seen, drops in enrollment. Western's cutting back on academic offerings and saying, oh, it's not the budget. It's, something we've been looking at for a long time. So that makes a lot of sense that they want to, make it clear that they're trying to have some conversations about their situation that aren't just about the budget. And they mentioned that to you. There was a lot of talk, it seemed, in this article about healthy conversations and hard choices. And so can we expect that we may see some big changes in SIU in the coming years?
I certainly think they're setting the stage for that, and these are extremely difficult things to play out due to the nature of union contracts with faculty and with civil services. One of the things that Chancellor Caldwell addressed is that if you're going to plan a cutback, it's something that can take years through the negotiation process to do so. It's not as easy as just waking up one day and cutting 30% of the staff, and not that you would necessarily want to do that. But yeah, I actually think some of the budget debacle, while unfortunate, is forcing people to come to reality, face reality with some of these difficult decisions. You know, I think SIU certainly has a future here. No one has indicated it doesn't. But at some point, these things are forcing people to address whether Carbondale is what it's always been and whether it should be. I think there's another side of that, which is it doesn't have to be 20,000, 25,000 students to be a vibrant campus.
Yeah, and to that, a couple of the things that President Dunn said to you, I found kind of striking that he felt like at one point SIU was trying to be a mini U of I or be a top research school, and he said that he thought that might have been an overreach. But then, you know, after that, he said there might have been a time when the enrollment standards had gotten too low and the school was taking folks who weren't prepared, and then those kids were not making it very far and then leaving with debt. So what did he have to say about that and trying to find some middle ground in between those two sort of extremes?
A lot of people trace back the enrollment decline to a time when we had a chancellor here who started a proposal called Southern at 150, and it was a university community-wide effort, months of planning to come up with a proposal to move SIU forward, and that in and of itself certainly not a bad thing. That out of that came a lot of things that did come into fruition, like Saluki Way, capital campaign under which they built a new football stadium, and several other building projects on campus, renovated the basketball arena, and built a new student services building. For those familiar with SIU way back when, know about the Woody Hall Shuffle, which, you know, you got sent here, there, and everywhere to get your enrollment process going. And so they did a lot of positive things. Some have questioned, though, now we're still paying for those things, and as enrollment declines, that puts pressure on those deals. The other aspect of that was the idea of becoming this, sure, mini U of I, top research university, top 75 was the goal that was in the documentation. You know, exactly how that plays out, I'm not entirely clear. But what President Dunn indicated, that is why we were driving so far forward to reach that admirable but perhaps unreachable or unrealistic goal, that they neglected the students from the southern, say, 20 counties of southern Illinois, of Illinois, that were part of their big draw, where people still felt like, hey, I can get a really darn good education and do it at a research institution that provides me these unique opportunities, but I can do it at a price that isn't going to break, you know, my bank or my parents' banks. It appears, looking at the data, that during this time that enrollment declined and tuition shot through the roof over like a 10-year period pretty dramatically. And so at that time, you see the enrollment numbers falling off. One of the things that Randy Dunn addressed, and it was sort of refreshing to hear him talk about that, was they would base a budget every year on what they anticipated would be the enrollment. And as the tuition was increasing and these goals were moving forward, the enrollment was declining. And so last minute, so we've already got a budget to make up for the budget shortfall. What he said he believed happened was that they were enrolling students with really low ACT scores that by all traditional measurements were not prepared, and that the school also didn't have the support services for them to be prepared. Lots of first-generation students come here, lots of families from working middle class or lower-income students come here. That is SIU's reputation, but at that level it was a disservice to those students that they knew were likely to fail and didn't give them the support services simply to boost those enrollment numbers.
You can find a link to Parker's story for the Southern Illinoisan at our website, nprillinois.org.